poll, nearly one-third of registered voters say all illegal immigrants should be deported. By Hannah Knudsen on April 20, 2026. Nearly one-third of registered voters say that all illegal immigrants in the United States should be deported, a weekly survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey first asked respondents, which comes closest to your view about illegal immigrants who are living in the U.S. Overall, 43% of registered voters expressed the belief that they should be allowed to stay in the U.S. and eventually apply for citizenship, followed by 40% who said they should be deported. Only 7% said they should be allowed to stay in the U.S. but not become citizens. However, the survey then asked respondents to identify which illegal immigrants they believe should be deported, and nearly one-third of registered voters, 31%, said all illegal immigrants should be deported. A majority of registered voters, 60%, agree that illegal aliens convicted of serious crimes should be removed from the country, followed by 19% who believe illegal immigrants convicted of minor crimes should be deported as well. Only 3% believe that illegal aliens who have lived in the U.S. for many years without committing any crime should be deported. Similarly, just 3% believe illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children should be deported as well. There are sharp differences in opinion on party lines, as most Republicans, 57%, believe all legal immigrants should be deported. Only 24% of independents and 7% of Democrats agree. Most Democrats and independents, 81% and 63%, respectively, believe illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes should be deported. The survey was taken April 10 to 13, 2026, among 1,573 registered voters. It has a +3.1% margin of error. It comes as the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, continues to highlight arrests of dangerous criminal illegal aliens across the country. Their crimes include crimes against children. Jose Rivera Orta, a criminal illegal alien from Cuba, was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and convicted for lewd/lascivious battery on a child in Miami-Dade County, Florida. Another arrested criminal, Jacobo Pablo Ramirez, hailing from Guatemala, was convicted for attempted statutory rape of a child in Duplin County, North Carolina. Other crimes include voluntary manslaughter, robbery, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Yesterday, ICE arrested some truly sick individuals, including murderers, pedophiles, sexual predators, and violent thugs. DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in a statement accompanying the April 14 press release, highlighting the fact that nearly 70% of ICE arrests are of illegal aliens charged or convicted of a crime in the U.S.